Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a pair of hole-to-hump FKTs, Zach Bitter 100-mile treadmill, and Hard Rock's 2021 rollover policy. We first head to Arizona for double FKT or fastest known times on the little-known and little-talked-about hole-to-hump route. If you like free-form concepts that involve a low-to-high route, you'll love this one. It's rather simple. Run from the bottom of the Grand Canyon, touching the Colorado River, all the way to the highest point in Arizona atop the 12,633-foot-high Humphreys Peak. For a little history, it was Scott Baxter who may have been the first to do it under 24 hours back in 1982, but it was actually first conceived in the opposite direction from top to bottom. James Benet lowered the FKT last summer, choosing a start up the New Hance Trail in 16 hours, 44 minutes. This past month, Nick Curry, crewed by James and using a similar 69-mile route, lowered that time to 14 hours, 35 minutes, setting a new standard and solidifying the Bonet course as the ideal route. What we don't have record of in the hole-to-hump lore are any women accomplishing the feat. Well, have no fear, as a simultaneously establishing FKT was completed by Megan Slavin, who finished on the same day as Nick in 21 hours, 9 minutes. Now, what I'm not seeing out there are top times or really any records of the original concept of hump-to-hole being completed. Question is, who'll take it? It was quite a time in northern Arizona, as we also saw the establishment of a new type of FKT linking together four of the highest mountains in the Flagstaff area. Billed as a running and hiking challenge, the goal of the Flagstaff Fearsome 4 is to climb Humphreys Peak, Kendrick, Mount Eldon, and O'Leary in a day, driving between each trailhead. I've done so myself, and it's quite the challenge, racking up 34 miles and over 10,300 feet of elevation gain. Well, Darren Ruse decided that simply wasn't enough and set off on the Pumpkin Trail at the base of Kendrick at 5 a.m., climbing the first peak, and then continuing on foot to summit the additional three peaks in an elapsed time of 16 hours, 48 minutes, 2 seconds. His total mileage was slightly longer than hole-to-hump at 71.8 miles. Coincidentally, another runner, Buck Blankenship, had the same idea. He set out the next day, heading in the opposite direction, starting with O'Leary Peak first on a slightly different route. He made his way over to Eldon, then Humphreys, and finishing off with Kendrick, also running between. His time, 14:24:04. He clocked in a hair over 71 miles as well. We have a couple of Blue Jeans records to report. First, it was Emma Bates going for a fast Jorts 10K. She raced the Idaho Distance Project's Jorts 10K in 32 minutes, 45 seconds. Micah Drew edged out her overall time in 32:24, but missed catching Emma since he started 40 seconds behind her. Now on to the Blue Jeans mile. Yeah, full lengthers, not jorts. Johnny Gregoric set out for a world best, and it was a tall order. Dylan Maggard held the record at 4 minutes, 11 seconds. Johnny was raising funds for the National Alliance on Mental Illness and set out to lower the record. Well, I'm proud to announce he accomplished his running goal, smashing out a 4:06:25 around a track in New York and raising over $31,000 along the way. Remember when Laz launched his great virtual race across Tennessee? Well, with more than 21,000 entrants, it was looking to be one of the biggest virtual events of the year. But how long might it take for the first finisher? After all, it's actually 635 miles, a bit over 100K to the finish. Well, it turns out Terry Bilaski was the first official finisher. Terry's from Ontario, Canada, and finished it off in just 11 days, 20 hours, covering over 85K a day for the duration. Zach Bitter, the new king of the 100-mile distance, was back at it again. This time, he set his sights on a record-setting 100 on the treadmill. After chasing the overall 100-mile world record for the past several years, he was able to pull it off at the 6 Days of the Dome event last year in 11:19. Bitter was shooting to break that, but fell a bit short. He still ran an impressive 12:09 time, making him the fastest to run 100 on a treadmill. He also live-streamed the entire event on his YouTube channel, if you're interested in the replay. Hey, if you're enjoying this week's show, please drop a like on the video and comment below your favorite story of the week and why. We saw one of the first ultras to return amidst the 2020 pandemic at the Bryce Canyon Ultras in late May. The event featured a drive-through packet pickup, a rolling start window, and limited touch aid stations. They had distances from a half marathon all the way up to 100 miles. Plenty of room to spread out. Bruce Roenick of Salt Lake City took the win in the 100 miler in 19 hours, 45 minutes. And Jessie Morton Langhang was first woman in 26:41. Total of 43 runners finished under the 36-hour cutoff. We know more in-person races are taking place across the country. If you have some info that you want to pass along and share a story, please send it my way. Our viewer story of the week comes to us from Eric Keinel, who wanted to share what happened at the Mid-State Mile Last Man Standing. Greg Armstrong and Chad Wright battled until the end, with Greg stumbling and collapsing on the second-to-last loop, getting up and going again. Everyone was speechless. The format of the race is 1.1 miles with 340 feet of gain and loss per loop every 20 minutes. He says absolute carnage. Everyone gave it all until they were timed out. The Mid-State Mile, also called the Murder Mile. Thanks for that report. Let's talk vert. At the recent Limitless Vertical Challenge, we saw some pretty amazing performances. Now, we initially challenged entrants to climb as high as a double Everest in 1 week. Sought to be a pretty good challenge, we thought. Over 58,000 feet of climbing. Well, in true Limitless fashion, people blew that away, with a total of 77 people climbing at least that much. And even more amazing were our top three. James Blandford climbed 100,305 feet, all 100% on trail or outdoors. Lisa Moore totaled 102,156 on a treadmill, and Sean Nakamura was 150,004 feet, all on his treadmill. In more vert news, there was a new best in the vertical feet climbed in 24 hours set by Juha Jamisco, who did laps on a mountain totaling 50,852 feet, covering a total of 66.77 miles. Impressive. In this week's bonus story, only available for Patreon supporters, I'll be talking about where I've been and what race I'm headed to this weekend. Hard Rock has announced its cancellation rollover policy. Not all entrants who were supposed to run this July will be automatically rolled over to the 2021 event. So all never starters will be rolled over, but veterans and elses will have to reapply. There will be a reduction of 10 spots between these two groups, and an additional 20 spots will be granted to never starters who are already on the never wait list from last year. With the 2020 Golden Trail Series canceled due to the global pandemic, it seems like we'd have to wait until next year to see some of the world's best athletes face off. But it seems like there might be one last glimmer of hope for some elite racing this fall. There will be a Golden Trail World Champ event held in the Azores Islands through a 4-day stage race with distances from 26 to 36 kilometers, with 100,000 euros of prize money on the line. So how can you attend? Well, instead of the typical Golden Trail Series races, which most of have been canceled, you can earn a spot via a Golden Segment. These Golden Segments are located around the world, curated by local athletes. Simply find a local segment, shoot for the fastest time you can make between now and October 1st. Check Strava for the results. We lost a member of the ultra running community recently, David Clark of Colorado. He jumped into the sport, running his first 50K in 2009 and went on to finish the Leadville Trail 100 the next summer. David would continue his quest in ultras by not only finishing Leadville 100 six times, but also Badwater, Marathon de Sable, all while becoming a best-selling author, speaker, and host of his own podcast. David made a big shift in his life at the age of 34. In 2005, overcoming several addictions and changing his life through running. If you'd like to learn about David, you can find his books or listen to his podcast, which has over 100 episodes, at wearesuperman.com. Thanks for tuning in to episode 192 of Outhouse News. Be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode. And if you'd like to support the show, please join Steep Life Media on Patreon, where you'll enjoy bonus content each week, right from me, for as little as $2 per month. We want to mention by name our $25 level supporters and up. At the $100 level, Terry Rashid. At the $50 level, Squirrels Nut Butter, Brian Sands, Mark Grabowski, Renee Feint, Peter and Patty Curry, Martin Tower of Dendera Natural Health, Travis Longcar, Johnny, and the Twisted Fork Ultra out of Park City, as well as our $25 level supporters, Bluebird Running Company, Sean Trujillo, Carrie Savage, Casey Carter, and Jeff Holbrook. Finally, if you'd like to own this week's pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, check out the link below. Hey, Twisted Fork Ultra, send me your results. We'll talk about it next week. And have a shitty week.